In the back alleys of the Christian quarter, full of Christmas lights and trees these days, there is a tiny tattoo shop.
My name is Wasim Razouk. I am the 27th generation of the Razouk family that has been tattooing pilgrims in Jerusalem for the past 500 years.
500 years in Jerusalem, plus 200 in Egypt before that. That's how these Palestinians, Coptic Christians, hold the title of the guardians of this tradition in the Holy Land. It's also the reason why Casey Crow, an American software development project manager, came here.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
So what did you choose?
A Holy Spirit dove with an olive branch, and then a Jerusalem cross. They have these old stamps. It's beautiful, and it's significant to my trip here.
All right, okay.
I gotta relax.
Relax. Are you relaxed?
I'm not a good relaxer.
Relax.
Wasim is now marking her skin. Casey starts to pray in silence to cope with the pain.
We have the old stamps that have been used by my family for the past 500-600 years. We still use them to stamp the client with the design and then tattoo them. The tattooing happens, yes, with proper modern techniques of tattooing. For a lot of people, they renew their faith and they want to have something to take back home with them. They want to shed some blood in the Holy Land and they want to feel the pain of Jesus.
Tattooing has a history as long as Christianity in many communities in the Middle East. It's believed that the first to get those marks were the Coptic Christians in Egypt.
Et on trouve des tatouages à l'intérieur du poignet chez les Coptes.
Tattoos are found on the wrists of Copts. It's like an essential identity card to prove that you're a Christian when you seek refuge in monasteries, especially in the desert.
Notamment les monastères du désert.
This is Marie-Armelle Beaulieu, the editor-in-chief of the magazine Terre Sainte, in English Holy Land, owned by the Franciscan custody. She's researched the subject for months, and she explains that for Christians in the West, it is a tradition that dates back from the Crusades.
On revenait avec un tatouage parce que c'était le seul.
It was the only memory you were sure you could bring home from the Holy Land. You could have been shipwrecked or lost everything or even met with robbers. But if you had gotten a tattoo on your skin, it was impossible to take it away from you.
Personne ne pouvait vous l'enlever.
Like many Christians, Marie-Armelle has a Jerusalem's cross on her forearm. In the Old Testament, scarification is forbidden, but not tattooing as we know it today. So the practice is tolerated, and more than this, following the fashion for tattoos everywhere in the world, it's not taboo anymore, and it's even booming among priests and religious people. In St. Mark Monastery, Father Bulus always sings in Aramaic, the language spoken by Jesus. His head is covered by a black hood with a border of white crosses. The 29-year-old Syriac Orthodox priest rolls up his sleeves to show me his five religious tattoos.
When you make Jesus in your hand or close, when you're writing, become something blessed. And when you're eating, so...
Because you have the tattoo?
Yes, yeah, because you have Virgin Mary in your hand, so you must respect it. Or you look your hand, you saw Jesus, you become worried to make sin or like that. Jesus saw you, so take care about this.
Father Bulus would like to have one more tattoo. He said he plans to ask Wasim Razouk this time.
Gorgeous, I love it.
Whoa.
Look at that.
Back in Razouk's shop, Casey Crow, the American pilgrim, is delighted by Wasim's work.
We're talking about you.
Me?
Yes. And how it's different. Getting this tattoo here from a believer is very different from getting one from somebody who doesn't understand the spiritual significance.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, a lot of pilgrims come to us.
This tradition will continue for at least another generation, because at only 15 years old, Wasim's son has already started to learn the art of tattooing, beginning with his father's arm. Sabrina Mir for RFI in Jerusalem's Old City.